1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and other federal officials met with railroad union presidents today to talk about the toxic train derailment in Ohio. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
You've heard from Secretary Buttigieg. You've heard from the EPA administrator speak to how we're going to hold Norfolk, Suffolk accountable.
The meeting comes as senators introduced a new bill aimed at preventing future train disasters. Meantime, crews are searching for survivors of a deadly train crash that killed dozens in Greece. CBS's Ian Lee has details.
The passenger train packed with college students slammed head-on into a freight train late last night. This passenger says, "We heard a big bang. It was 10 nightmare seconds. As we were turning over, we were burning. There was fire right and left." Authorities arrested the station master in charge of signals on the tracks and detained at least two more people for questioning.
Closing arguments are done for the day in Alec Murdaugh's murder trial. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Jurors in the Alec Murdaugh murder trial visited the sprawling South Carolina property where his wife and son were killed 20 months ago. The defense wanted them to see the kennel area as well as the outside of the main house.
He was at the scene with the victims minutes before they died and lied to everyone who would listen about it.
Afterwards, closing arguments began.
They're expected to continue tomorrow. The nation's fentanyl crisis was front and center today on Capitol Hill. Retired DEA agent Derek Maltz.
Where the hell is the Department of Education? Where are the public service announcements? Why can't the White House team up with professional athletes and celebrities to get video reels to the kids on social media? Because that's what they'll see.
He says the military could also crack down on the drug at the border. Parts of the busy Grapevine in Southern California are shut down today because of snow and ice. KCAL's Tina Patel is there.
The conditions along the Grapevine keep changing. There are moments where the sun comes out, but then the snow starts falling again. And that's why there's no estimate on when the freeway will reopen.
A royal eviction's going down in London. CBS's Steve Futterman.
It's the latest royal drama. Prince Harry and Meghan have been told to vacate their five-bedroom home, Frogmore Cottage, on the grounds of Windsor Castle. It was given to them by the late Queen Elizabeth. Reports in London suggest the decision was made by King Charles. And who will move in? Those same reports say it will likely be the king's disgraced brother, Prince Andrew.
But it may not matter. Harry and Meghan now live in California anyways. The Dow added 5 points today. This is CBS News. There are some new.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, March 2nd. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Justice Coalition Executive Committee will meet at 8 a.m. in Courthouse Conference Room F in Stevens Point. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. The Human Resources Committee will meet at 4 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Board of Adjustment will meet from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Adams County Community Center. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. In sports, Marquette beat Butler last night. The Bucks beat Brooklyn to go undefeated in February. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 20. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows level off around 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
WAUK. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Happier Happy Hour. It's going to be a whopper, Dom.
Happy Wednesday, man. Are you hungry? You keep talking about Whoppers. Evan, our fair audience, happy, happy days. We're halfway there.
No, I snuck off to lunch today with Todd Alba, Civic Media's own. He does the morning show in many of the Western outlets. But Todd and I went to lunch at the Italian joint. We used to frequent.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Came to town occasionally. You know, Dom, I know you're a guy that likes to go to concerts. You talk about your musical taste, as bad as I may find it, but, you know, we have some overlapping musical taste.
You can't have sex, drugs, and rock and roll without the rock and roll, Crudy.
Buddy, Red Hot Chili Peppers, a couple of my favorite lifetime concerts. You were there, and it was probably at Red Hot Chili Peppers. We've had some great times. And I've also had some overpriced events that you dragged me along to.
Yes.
I remember years and years and years ago. And when we were in our 20s and we were both doing pretty good professionally, let's just say, you know, we'd get a limousine.
Before radio.
Before radio. Far before my marriage, even. We'd go celebrate with some, you know, excesses. We'd get a limousine. We'd party like rock stars. And we'd usually do something centered around some big band at Summerfest, right? And one year, you said, Crudy, we're going to have a hell of a time. I got tickets for you. How much? $250 a seat. What? No, 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 no. We're going to have a great time. At Bon Jovi. Now, we had done some other concerts. I mean, we did Eddie Vedder up close and personal. Pearl Jam. We did Tom Petty from the fourth row sitting behind Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, we'd had some great, fun concerts. Not always like rock and roll, hard, crazy stuff, but we'd had some great concerts. But then you invited me to Bon Jovi. And as I mentioned before, I was single at the time. And, you know, you wanted me to help you get rid of some tickets. You'd gotten stuck with like a pocket full of Bon Jovi tickets. And these were expensive from a broker, like $250 a piece.
Back then.
And nobody was coming clamoring for the $250 fourth row Bon Jovi tickets. So finally, in deference, your single then many years ago, 20 plus years ago, friend Crudy, he said, hey, Crudy, I did you a favor. I gave our tickets, you know, the spares, to a couple of pretty girls. It was great for like the first act.
Yeah.
We had these pretty blonde girls over on my right. Dom seemed like you were having a good time, even though you were married at the time. But whatever. These pretty girls are partying and dancing. We're up close. We're personal. And they take a little show break, an intermission, I guess you'd call it, Dom. And the pretty girls wandered off to get beers or something, and they never came back. Because the pretty girls, next time I saw them, they were dancing on the wing of the stage up by John Bon Jovi.
They got on stage. Yeah.
They were apparently noticed by someone in the band. Maybe it was Richie Sambora. Who knows?
Who knows? You didn't get called up to the stage, though, Crudy. No.
I just remember, though, you know, bemoaning, not just the fact, where'd the pretty girls go, but also the expenditure, $250 for Bon Jovi.
Oh, man, you spend more money on that than dumber things than that.
Here is what. Why? And, you know, your birthday falls on Wednesday this year. You and Donald Trump share a birthday. I've already looked forward to your birthday, didn't I? I already planned an activity. Weezer coming to Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Bree Stevens, which is, I mean, they used to have the Fighting Pop Fest there at least a couple years. They got the soccer, Forward Madison Soccer. They got some, you know, concerts and stuff there.
It's a venue. They do things.
But on Wednesday, June 14th, Dom's 50th birthday, they got a Weezer concert. And I sent you, I sent you the first tickets I had seen, you know, pre-sales or something. Someone, they're not bookies. What are they? Ticket brokers.
Ticket brokers, right.
Air quotes, the brokers.
Bookies. Lock of the week.
Feels like a bookie. Because they haven't even started selling the tickets yet, and the brokers have already got access to Weezer tickets for $158 a piece. General admission. You know, like grass seats now.
I know, it seems a little, I've seen Weezer a few times, and I've never paid that much for a Weezer ticket.
I actually dragged you to a Weezer concert. It was in that same sort of rock and roll, live it up in the summers at Summerfest sort of time frame. We saw No Doubt, and Weezer opened up.
Yeah.
And it was like going to a Viking game in Minneapolis, where, you know, like the whole grass seats were the Weezer fans in the back, and the whole front were like the No Doubt fans.
Right.
And we seemed a little age inappropriate for any part of that crowd. but I had a hell of a time. But the Weezer really got me going more than
They're fun.
But our friend John Nichols, a fine guest way back in hour one. If you missed him, find us at the civicmedia.us. And we got the podcast up under the Devil's Advocates Radio Show page. Or go to the darnwi.com, Devil's Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin.
There's so many ways, man.
Still works. I'm waiting for Tom to call in for the, you know, domandcrew.coms and other variants that Tom picked up through the years for us. But here's why I bring up these overpriced events you've dragged me to. Ticketmaster presents Bernie Sanders, the anti-capitalist, at $273 a ticket.
Woo!
Bernie Sanders has got the book tour going on. He's written a new book, Dom. And apparently the Bernie Sanders fans are not thrilled. If you want to go see Bernie, you know, if you want to go to the book signing, you're going to be out some approach at $300. Senator Bernie Sanders isn't all that angry with capitalism. I mean, this is some of the worst coverage I've ever seen for Bernie Sanders. Except after he won the state of Wisconsin back in 2016. And for a moment there, it seemed like Bernie could beat Hillary Clinton. And remember what happened that very next day? The Washington Post rolled out 16 anti-Bernie Sanders columns and stories in a single news cycle.
And just lambasted him.
Just tried to crush the guy. After that unsuspected, no one saw Bernie winning by double digits until he appeared on the Devil's Advocates that day.
Yeah.
But anyways, Bernie now on a book tour. They claim, raw story, and I'm a little torn here because I like raw story, Dom. He's fully embracing it. Capitalism, that is, these days, actually, which may be increasingly evident to those who paid up to $273.56 to see him discuss his new book It's okay to be angry about capitalism. Here in the nation's capital Wednesday night, an avowed Democratic socialist, Sanders, has simultaneously berated 1%ers, America's wealthiest people, while Ticketmaster charged fans at least $95 a ticket to see the octogenarian and two-time presidential candidate promote his book for Crown Publishing. But that's not half the story, Dom, according to this. Bernie event ticket prices, which are subject to Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing, that must be like surge pricing, Dom, have soared and stung many of his own followers, who those who aren't millionaires like him. What are you doing, Ross Story? They like, in parentheses, those who aren't millionaires like him.
Well, and they do have a hot link to a New York Times article talking about Bernie Sanders and his taxes.
Especially through service fees. Ticketmaster service fees alone have, in some cases, exceeded the price of two hardcover copies of Sanders' book, currently selling at $17.80 each on Amazon. That's actually a pretty good value. A couple of the Trump book, the Maggie Haberman tome, like that thick. I'm holding my fingers quite far apart, but that book was like $40, dude. Bernie's book of value at $17.80 on Amazon. Although I also would take issue with him selling it on Amazon. The senator from Vermont seems
to... Do you buy anything on Amazon?
Me? Do I?
Yes.
The only thing I've ever bought on Amazon, radio parts.
Okay, so yes. The answer is yes. Buy things on Amazon.
I mostly mean, I get it, man.
Ron in Florida used to make me buy stuff from Amazon. We also read the Washington Post. I have an iPhone. I mean, we make all sorts of decisions. So what are you talking about?
The Washington Post is good journalism. Amazon is a dominant, monstrous corporation.
It's also owned by the same... Right, come on, man. You have a problem with Amazon? You got a problem with Amazon owner owning Washington Post?
It's not the ownership. It's not that... Jeff Bezos has greatly enriched himself, man. I've never wanted to be a billionaire, Dom, but apparently Jeff Bezos did many times over. It's not the billionaire nature. It's the monopoly that crushes Main Street, Wisconsin, Main Street America. That's what's changed in this country. It's much harder to be a Main Street corporation between Amazon, dude. I mean, first it was the mall, and then it was Walmart. Now it's Amazon. It's just damn hard.
So there's always big players in every industry and every business ever since ever.
Well, they're certainly
is what you're telling me, and this
monopolistic,
is news?
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, you can order things from other people, right? I mean, Amazon is not the only company that offers online goods. You could find the good and actually go to the source itself and buy it from them half the time.
And
I can buy Nikes. I can buy Nikes directly from Nike.
And Amazon will undersell you if you're a small vendor. I mean, Nike's a pretty big corporation in their own regard. Phil Knight's got it going on over there. But if you're a small mom and pop and you're trying to be a fair vendor that sells your widget, well, be careful. Because if Amazon feels like they can manufacture your widget cheaper, they'll replace you. Weezer, say it ain't so, dumb.
It ain't so, Curdy.
$275 for a Bernie Sanders ticket?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that.
Ticketmaster, is Bernie responsible? The greater question, should Bernie bear responsibility if he's on a book tour and he's taking our buddy John Nichols with? And Ticketmaster's sticking service fees, $55 on the Bernie tickets? That ain't so. Say it ain't so, Bernie. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-96-PARTY.
Oh, I remember what life was like when I was a kid. It is way more complicated as a grown-up.
Whether you're buying a home, raising kids, then there's insurance and questions. What if my policy doesn't cover this? Or what if I have to make a claim in the middle of the night?
Good news, State Farm is there for your what-ifs. You can reach them 24/7 on the State Farm mobile app or call your agent to ask anything.
Life is tricky. With State Farm insurance, it doesn't have to be.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh! Woo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crustbuster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom.
Legislative priorities. Just a few weeks back, senators grilled Live Nation Entertainment's president and CFO, Joe Berchtold, over dynamic pricing, the very pricing models fueling Sanders' book tour. Dynamic pricing acts as a stock ticker of sorts, but for tickets. Prices are supposed to fluctuate based on real-time supply, fine print of only the tickets they release, and demand. So it's not all the tickets. They release, you know, little bits at a time. They can, make more money, I guess. Ticketmaster was forced to testify after Taylor Swift's tour turned inside out when dynamically priced tickets soared as high as $28,000, which the concert conglomerate blamed on bots. Bernie Sanders is no T. Swift, but the 81-year-old, who suffered a heart attack during his 2020 White House bid, I don't know why that's relevant, is an elected public official. More so, he's made a name for himself ripping the Washington establishment, especially politicians who cash in on their service. It's illegal for sitting senators such as Sanders to receive direct payment for speeches, but insiders including their favorite publicists and promoters, know an open secret. Lawmakers can be paid a hefty book advance before embarking on a, quote, free book tour. That's still the case, even when the book tour relies on the world's largest live entertainment ticketing and e-commerce company, selling out 1,400 and 3,200-seat venues. While promoting the senator's anti-capitalism book, Sanders partners at Penguin Random House and Ticketmaster through it have been given license to use the senator's name to charge his most loyal fans for a $55 service fee here or a $37 fee there. That's their business model. It's known. It's also possibly why Sanders continues to distance himself from the very deals he struck, contracts he signed, and events he's headlining. I am not selling anything, Sanders told Raw Story when asked about the rollout of It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism in early February. Talk to the publisher about that. I had nothing to do with that. Sanders said, you haven't talked to the publisher? Raw Story asked. I haven't talked with him, Sanders replied. Publisher makes those decisions. Are you worried about using Ticketmaster? That's a decision that the publisher made and bookstores made, Sanders said. I don't make any money out of it. I was not involved in that decision. Where does that money go? Asked Raw Story. That's a good question. Asked the publisher. It sounds to me, Curdy, like some people are a little bit angry about capitalism. Are you one of them?
Raw Story certainly seems to be. Why are they burning my boy Bernie like this?
Well, whatever. Let's address the issue. I mean, I certainly there's
okay, what is question. The issue per se?
Well, you brought it up. I'm assuming you think it's outrageous for Bernie Sanders, who is, you know, the socialist capitalist guy, to what? Engage in a payout that would charge this kind of numbers to go see him.
I think it's bad juju for my Democratic Socialist buddy Bernie Sanders to allow Ticketmaster to insert fees between the consumer and the event that he is apparently representing. Of course, he is there at the behest of his book publisher. I don't think Bernie Sanders probably made any of the arrangements, right?
Right. That's what Bernie says.
And I believe him. I mean, I do believe him. But it's also a convenient excuse, and, you know, I would expect a little more from a conscientious guy like Bernie Sanders. Once it's brought to your attention, shouldn't you stand up against it? I mean, didn't Pearl Jam, speaking of Pearl Jam, I mentioned Pearl Jam, went to Pearl Jam, stood too close to the big tower speakers, got a big headache at Pearl Jam, but mostly because Eddie Vedder sang his ass off. But didn't they have a big issue? They didn't want to distribute their tickets through Ticketmaster?
Yeah, people still have an issue, obviously, with Ticketmaster.
Yeah, especially the Taylor Swifties like yourself, Dom.
Well, I mean, I bought through Ticketmaster. Click, click, click. I mean, okay. Not a fan, but I wanted tickets, so I went and got tickets. You know, should I abstain from going to go see Janet Jackson in May with Steph? I don't know where I could I go walk down and hit a button somewhere else, go to the box office. Can that happen? I don't know. I didn't even bother because click, click, click. And now it's in my phone. It's an e-ticket. I can swipe it and go. Never, it's cool.
You've never been to a box office, have you, Dom?
Sure, like, man. I mean, come on, man. I used to have to wait in line at like Sears to buy tickets to go see Def Leppard in Green Bay back in the day, man. Yeah, I've been to a box office here or there, man. What are you talking about?
You don't strike me as a camp out all night and wait for tickets for Def Leppard at the Resch Center.
No. If I want to go bad enough and I can't, you know, just get them easily, then you go to the ticket broker and you pay the price. But that's capitalism, and you can engage in it or you cannot engage in it. Well, I would say if you have a problem with capitalism, maybe you should buy a $17.80 book and you know, figure it out.
Easy for you to say. You're a grown-ass man now. You got, you know, gainful employment, the windfall that is talk radio here on the Devil's Advocate, Dom. You got the big bucks for Janet Jackson and Dave Grohl's and who else? You've seen lots of them.
I think Ludacris, is that who's opening? Yeah, someone's coming with Janet. It's going to be a great show. I've never seen Janet Jackson.
Ludacris. I've never seen Ludacris, except for you.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you? You
can do it if you try. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The 53rd Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association State Gymnastics Championships will take place this Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th, in Wisconsin Rapids. The team championships in Division 1 and 2 will begin at noon at Lincoln High School. The individual championships will start at 10 a.m. on Saturday. There were 83 teams in the tournament series this year. Division 1 and Division 2 will each have 10 teams competing on Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $9 per day plus online fees. Ice on area waterways is starting to thin out with the warmer temperatures we've seen in recent days. The deadline for removing ice shanties from lakes is fast approaching, but officials warn you may need to remove them sooner. Deadlines to remove the structures vary around the state, but some start today. Department of Natural Resource wardens recommend doing regular checks on ice conditions, particularly at access points. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mixed precipitation possible at times, tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 20, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34, tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows level off around 20, tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
That, man, you know, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band is coming to Milwaukee in March. Hell, just a couple of days. Crudy, you can get tickets for, like, the cheapest ones I'm seeing at Ticketmaster right now. Like $163, top row behind the stage. But if you want to sit, you know, in the front, if you want to get something close, tickets right now on Ticketmaster going for like $1,500 per ticket.
How much?
$1,500. Oh, here's one seat left in the front row. Looks like $2,300 plus fees.
Do you think he'd invite me on stage like Courtney Cox?
That's a verified resale. So there's some other ones. So, okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Not going to go see Bruce. Wish I would have saw him last time he came around, but whatever. Not going. I am not engaging in capitalism. I'm not buying the tickets. I'm not going. But that's my choice. And if you can get $1,500 a ticket, $2,300, hell, if you're just a resale, if you're a ticket broker, you take the ticket, you buy the ticket, you sell the ticket for more than you bought it for, you are now a ticket broker. You're making money. Yeah, so what? I mean, that's what people do.
844-967-2789. I'm not talking about resale. I'm talking Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders dropping tickets at $275 a pop. Although, truth be known, you could get the cheap seats for like $95, apparently, at the event in D.C. last night.
Yeah, but Bernie's not doing that, right? That's book. The people that are controlling the situation.
I don't know selling the tickets.
Well, okay, but you discount that. But if your concern is about Bernie, I mean, Bernie Sanders is already a millionaire, right? I mean, he's 81 years old. He's been steadily working his whole life. I don't blame the guy for that, right? He's already written at least one. So what's that?
Some do.
Some do?
Yes, if he's not a monk living in destitution. Well,
everyone's got their level, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's subjective, and you can criticize if you want. But it's also, the message that matters as well. As his book says, it's okay to be angry at capitalism, Crudy. Sounds like some people are.
Bernie's got three suits, four ties, zero combs. 844-967-2789. Matt from Minneapolis, listening on AM 950, I suspect. Welcome, man. What do you got?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I'm dating myself, but remember when I was in junior high school and the Rolling Stones were going to play in 1972. They were doing the Exile on Main Street tour, right? And so then we had to line up at the Denver Coliseum to buy tickets. And that was a party, man. I'm telling you, freedom was going all, you know, and all that rot, you know. So this is what it should be like. They should just have a ticket where people line up on the streets, you know, spend the night, and you know, they had portable toilets out of side of the Denver Coliseum. We bought, they only made two tickets per sale apiece. Tickets were $6. We got into the second row of the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
Stevie Wonder opening.
What?
Stevie Wonder when he did Superstition opening. Okay? Dig that, brother. And we had as much fun standing out line, smoking freedom, and waiting for tickets. And then also, too, 1973, the Alice Cooper Billion Dollar Babies tour was, they had Julie J's Record Shack, and we were out there and lined up, and Julie J, the owner of the record store, bought tons of pizza for everybody waiting in line, and we got front row lines at $7 a ticket. So what do you think about that? You know, I mean, what do you think about that?
I think that is the way it should be. I think if you are truly a fan and you're willing to brave the elements or the party or whatever it takes, right? Go get in line, go stay up all night, go have the party. Because that's part of the experience as well.
Well, that can be part of the experience. The other part of an experience is, you know, convenience. And
being rich,
I'm 50
and
years old, and I don't want to be laying on the concrete, you know, getting a ticket.
Then now, you I do don't like get the $6 damn good tickets.
I do like the $6 and $7 tickets, and I do like the bands. But you know, the Stones came around to Milwaukee a couple of years ago, and they were not $7 tickets, Matt.
I know, brother, but you know what I mean? That's the way it should be. You should have people out there, you know, and then maybe, you know, coffee and donuts and blah, blah, woof, woof. What do you guys think about that?
Here's the man, I'm going to transfer this to sports. I'm kind of a homer. I've even gone up to Minneapolis for a number of football games. You know, your tickets are more expensive there than the Badger tickets are. But here's what I would say. When you go to a Badger basketball game, I believe tomorrow night's senior night, last home game of the season, they play against number 5 Purdue. But when you go there, it's alumni in the good seats. You know, rich guys, people that can afford the seat licensing and the fees. I mean, and often they show up late, they leave a little early, want to beat the rush and all that kind of stuff. So those that have the best seats are the least enthusiastic fans at the game. You know, the court sides, the right. ones. And I'm not saying that's universally the case, but that's always bothered me. You know what who wants the rich people in the front 25 rows at the Bruce Springsteen concert? Give me the kids. Give me those, you know, those, well, it's probably not kids going to a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Drake is a really big Raptors fan, and he comes off the side, and he's got court size. Is that what you're suggesting? Because I think that's pretty rude, man.
Well, no. I mean, I'm saying that you could have as much fun partying to buy the tickets, you know, in
no
person.
No doubt. Yeah.
Then you do at the concert.
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, as much as a journey as it is a destination, man. I got you, man.
Man, let me ask you a more important question. If I can convince Dom to go on the road and come up to Minneapolis and we throw a little bar event party, would you show up, Matt? Would you stand in line? Would you do the party to get tickets to a live Devil's Advocate show?
No. You're going to hire my band to play at that event.
Matt, what instrument do you play in the band?
Oh, I'm the drummer and singer in the 60s psychedelic band, the Mod Garage, baby.
The Mod Garage. You're going to have to send us a sample tape.
Everything from Blue Cheer to the Count Five, everything. And then also I got a Dio band that is called Black Rainbow, where we do all Dio stuff.
Well, I'm less interested in the Dio.
Hang on. Matt, I gotta
send us an 8-track, Matt.
Are you on Spotify? Is Mod Garage on Spotify?
No, we're on Facebook.
You're on Facebook. You have no tunes on Spotify?
We can't find you there?
The
whole psychedelic acid trip right there.
All right. We'll check it out. Mod Garage. Thanks for the call.
Now,
man,
I might wait in line for tickets to Mod Garage now. You know, we have not been to Minneapolis. We have done our fans a disservice the whole pandemic.
Since COVID, man. COVID broke right after
Super
we were up
Tuesday
there.
Tuesday in Minneapolis. Yeah. And the next thing you know, I haven't been back to, well, I guess I've been there once since. Football game, I think.
We have not had a broadcast since before COVID up in Minneapolis.
We need to go on the road again, Dom. You know, I may sneak out of town tomorrow, hit the road, go up to God's country. You know, got to get ready. Going to have some new affiliates up.
Going to get on the road, man. That costs money, man. It costs money to be on the road. Look at Bernie Sanders, man. 80-some-year-old something going on the road. You can't blame the guy for getting paid. I mean, Bernie doesn't need to go on the road, man.
When we go do a live event, and I might take Gilbert Brown from yesterday, and we'll invite John Nichols, and you know, actually an event, and it's free, best price ever, free. Wisconsin Grassroots Network, I should start telling people, March 18th, Saturday, March 18th at Wisconsin Heights High School. That's Western Dane County. It's not just me. It's going to be Morning Cannolis. Jim Santel is going to broadcast 9 to 11 live. You can listen. Our buddy Earl Ingram's going to be there. He's going to do his show at a rare Saturday 11 to 12 venue. And we'll play it out across the Civic Media Network. But Dom, you know what you'll miss if you don't attend?
What's that?
Crudy giving the keynote.
You, Crudy?
Well, typically if you look at the order of the bands,
yeah,
normally the headliner goes last. But in this rare instance, they flipped the thing and had the headliner go first, in my case. No, I'm going first. I'm setting up better acts.
Is that what it is? Who is there like a poster, you know, something we can look at? And is your name on the top or is it on the bottom?
Well, in order of appearance, it should be on the top,
yeah,
right? No, there are some better people to meet. John Nichols, our earlier guest, he'll be there. Alan Minsky from the Democrat, Democratic Socialist of America? Alan Minsky, I had a nice chat with him recently. He's got a radio background, Dom. I bet he's been to a few good concerts as well. Probably wouldn't overpay like your limousine liberal ass would.
Oh, come on, man. Really? So if your beloved Badgers, you know, went to the Rose Bowl, would you go? Would you pay the tickets?
I have not been to the Rose Bowl.
Okay, would you go? Now you're a little bit older, maybe a little more resourced than you were when you were, you know, broke-ass college kid. I mean, obviously, it's a matter of priorities, right? I mean, you can decide what you want to spend if you're lucky to have any money left over. You know, some people have prioritized in different ways, man. And there's no right or wrong way necessarily. So if you're into the basketball, great. If you're into the concerts, great. If you want to go on a book tour and get paid. I mean, if I could write a book.
I do. Yeah, I do want to go on a book tour.
Well, you got to write a book first.
Can I dictate a book?
Are you engaging in capitalism then, Curdy? I mean, come on.
Well, you know I'm a capitalist.
Well, so what's the criticism of Bernie Sanders?
I don't have a particular criticism of Bernie making some money, selling a book, as long as he's honoring the ethical rules of the U.S. Senate. Obviously,
sure,
he's got a public office. My only problem with Bernie Sanders is guilt by association. It's Ticketmaster. It's allowing, and I realize deflecting and deferring that off to the publisher.
Yeah.
But
we all have that. We're all, you know, Kevin Bacon some degrees away from that. I mean, my iPhone was made by what? Where'd my iPhone come from? It wasn't made here.
Foxconn,
right? My Mac, right? That wasn't made here. That's a Foxconn. That's a Chinese, man. We got a whole committee right now telling everybody, Mike Gallagher, heading that committee right here in Wisconsin, telling everybody how terrible the Chinese are. That's the new thing. So, I mean, there's always something. You buy something. Oh, I don't use Amazon, but I just buy some radio parts occasionally. Well, okay. Oh, yeah, petrochemicals are terrible, but I still got to gas my car up, man. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But we these things, it's a matter of degree. You can't do one, because then you're never going to do it. You're going to make your own food. You're going to, you know, burn your own, find your own fuel, source your own house, build your own house. I mean, come on, man. That is not practical. So to take the criticism to the nth degree, every one of us in some way are utilizing some sort of vendor system, country, product, whatever, that you probably are against in some way, shape, or form. But in some regards, that's the nice thing about capitalism, is because it brings all sorts of people together to try to supply what is demanded.
So you're saying you sleep just fine at night on your MyPillow?
No, I don't. I don't have one of those.
I bet you do, because
no,
if you
don't.
Found it comfortable and you wanted that great night's sleep and those ads, they can be very affecting, Dad.
Well, yeah, they can be very effective. It's not red or white, red or blue. It's green. That's what Murdoch said.
Well, that's what he and Bernie Sanders and Ticketmaster, well, they might have that in common, Tom.
How those Dan Kelly Peck ads doing?
I don't know. They quit sending us Dan Kelly Peck ads. Now we're cashing the Janet Protasiewicz for Justice checks. Come back, more Devils.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I would not pay more than, let's call it, $27 to see Bernie Sanders speak or to read a Bernie Sanders book. I would buy the book because I would have something tangible.
Okay, but what is it about your level of $27 that makes it right? I mean, someone might not pay more than $10 to see Bernie Sanders. Some people would only go if it's free. Some people would never go even if it is free. So, okay, great. You put a limit on yourself.
I suspect that $27 is more approachable than $275.
Yes,
like but 10 much, times more approachable.
Yeah, but $2.70 is 10 times, you know, 27 is more, 10 times $2.70.
Don't hurt yourself doing math on
your,
the radio.
What's your point?
I think that $27 would be a reasonable appearance fee.
Well, I get
Ticketmaster
that.
Ticketmaster is sticking more than $55 on the individual ticket prices. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. Don't buy the tickets then. See, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it. You don't like Mike Lindell, then don't buy his pillows. You don't like Ticketmaster Jack and folks, then don't buy the tickets.
Bernie Sanders. I want to see the product.
Well, you can go buy the book, man. You can go to your local bookstore. Call up your local bookstore, the little ones. There's still ones around, right? I got one over here on Downer. There's local bookstores. Call your local bookstore. Say you got the Bernie Sanders book. Walk down there. Get your ass down there. Buy the book. Support your local business. Support Bernie Sanders. Avoid the whole thing. I mean, you can do those things. So, you know, what's the problem?
Well, as you well know, Dom, and you've probably asked, Bon Jovi is not going to play your block party. Bernie Sanders ain't coming by the local bookstore, the mom and popper. You know, because there's a great demand for the man. It's just unfortunate it can't, you know, be a compromise, not including Ticketmaster. Dom, before we get to the phones, and there's still time, 844-967-2789. Florida. Guess what they're doing in Florida these days? Going to Florida next week.
I did see a headline, though. I'm not clear that they're trying to get rid of the Democratic Party?
They are trying to literally eliminate the Democratic Party in the state of Florida.
Legislatively.
A bill filed today called the Ultimate Cancel Act, SB 1248, sponsored by State Senator Blasey Ignoramus, something like that, a Republican, go figure, would cancel the filing of any political party that supported slavery during the Civil War. See what they've done there? Here's what Ignoramus, Senator Ignola said. The Democratic Party adopted a pro-slavery stance in their party platforms, and this bill says that if you've done that in the past, then the Secretary of State shall decertify and get rid of that party. You, the Florida Republicans, literally are down for reinstituting the, you know, let's just say they'd be just fine with the, what's it, pre-Civil War antebellum?
Well, I'm not clear that anybody in Florida knows about the Democratic Party from back in the day and how it eventually switched with the Republicans and the Southern Strategy, because they probably don't teach that in their schools.
It would be interesting to find out if those voters who are now decertified chose to go back to the party now that they know they were the party that was advocating for the issue of slavery. What did we see when Donald Trump came to Waukesha, Wisconsin recently? Dom, back in the fall, he was campaigning on behalf of Tim Michaels. And one of the guys said, you know, the Republican Party, born in Ripon, Wisconsin, I've been to the Little White Schoolhouse. Took a little selfie, cop watched me kind of close. But the guy said that day, the Republican Party is dead. Trump killed it the day he came down the gilded stairwell. Escalator. Well, I would point out, the Republican Party is the party of racial discrimination for the most part. I mean, I see the twisted takes on reverse racism against white people that they espouse occasionally on Tucker.
I mean, when are rich white people going to catch a break? You know what I mean?
But to try and, cancel an entire political party to try and make a point? So all the voters and all the candidates would be effectively without a country. Shockingly, Dom, the proposal is drawing widespread criticism from Democrats. like the Florida Democratic Party chair, the new one that said, shame on the Republican Party for initiating legislation of this magnitude. This is what a dictator does. Pretty close. It is a complete and absolute abuse, and it's unconstitutional. This bill will go nowhere. It is meritless. It deserves zero airtime. And frankly, it's a distraction from the Republicans' failed policies that, according to the Florida House Minority Leader, Ventress Driscoll. And when asked if they thought the bill would get any traction in the upcoming session, Ignolia said, I guess we're going to see, aren't we? I guess we're going to see, Dom. We'll see.
I mean, good luck. That's what you get. You vote for Republicans. This is governance. This is, you know, providing for the general welfare of its citizens. This is self-governance. Trying to, do some jackassery to get a because he knows it's not going to pass. What he wants is to somehow get a vote so he can say, hey, look, the Dems voted to support slavery.
Well, a little more than that. Here's an additional quote from Ignoramus or Ignolia. Florida Democrats are lucky. I'm not asking them to return all the political contributions they got in past years for their Jefferson Jackson dinners. Since they want to cancel everything, they were raising money based upon two people that, by their own admission, should have been canceled. Very fair and balanced, it seems.
Well, I wonder what this gentleman feels about reparations to African Americans then.
If he's
going to go all out there then like that, let's address that in this legislation.
Presenting a bill that would disenfranchise 5 million voters is both unconstitutional and unserious. Under Ron DeSantis, Senator Ignoramus is using his office to push bills that are nothing more than publicity stunts instead of focusing on the issues that matter most to Floridians, such as reforming property insurance, addressing housing affordability, and combating climate change. Well, they don't even believe in that. The sooner
they will when Miami gets flooded.
One more, Dom. The sooner DeSantis and his puppets in the legislature learn that Florida is a Democratic Republic and not a banana republic, the better it will be for all Floridians. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, keep it brief, fella.
Hey, Paulie.
Great show today. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the last two winners of the state Supreme Court, both women, I might add, ran ads on your station and won. So that makes Judge Janice a winner, and that's really cool.
A 2019 election. Lisa Neubauer made two appearances. Technically, she came at 3 o'clock on Election Day. They ran no ads. And she lost by 5,600 votes to Brian Hagedorn. That was 2019. So, let precedent be your guide. Stick around, the Empowered Caregivers at 7. Native Roots Radio in the meantime. Keep it locked, Civic Media. We'll do it for you again on Thursday.
Donald Trump is the...
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor... accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcast.